This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody kicking off the week. Kate Delaney, what is it that's coming out of Washington that affects you and me? There's always so much to talk about. Who better to do that with than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, how are you?
I'm great, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's funny. Usually you think of the summer and you think, well, you know what? A lazy kind of summer. It's not the same thing. You got Congress out and then they come back in. But, boy, these days it's not that way anymore, is it? Because there's always so much happening, and there's so much happening with this president, especially when it comes to Russia, because it looks like the pres is kind of reversing himself again, right?
Well, yes. I mean, he's just on overload. And, of course, he came out with two specific tweets Sunday, which were incredible, very aggressive against Mueller. And, he said there's no collusion, witch hunt, crooked Hillary, and on and on. And then he revealed some details of an off-the-record meeting, which was off-the-record at the request of the White House with Sulzberger from the, New York Times. And then, of course, New York Times came back, to then say a few things, legitimately so. And, of course, it just stirred every single thing this morning, no question about that.
Yeah, so when we talk about that and we talk about it ratcheting up, and you talk about Mueller and the investigation, there's no end to this, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any end to this investigation, first of all, because how long has it been? It seems like we're going on almost 2 years.
All right, well, it's 2 years, and it's just beginning because the Manafort trial is coming. That's going to, go on and on. And then the other thing, Kate, everybody starts to say, and I've heard this 100 times, Whitewater took X amount of time, 4 years, Ken Starr, and that's true. But, I argue that since that period of time, technology has changed. The social media has changed from the Whitewater days with Twitter and Facebook, et cetera. So there's a huge overload of information. So the anticipation of these things happening quicker because of social media is greater than the Whitewater days when you didn't have, everybody so interconnected. So there's kind of a psychological effect there. I agree Whitewater took longer, but people these days, if you go 2 years with something, it's like, okay, get on with it.
So yeah.
There's a different anticipation level now due to social media.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Manafort and what's going to happen there, Manafort dropped the appeal of the civil case against Mueller. So you have that whole thing unfolding. And you have Mueller saying Manafort earned $60 million from the Ukraine in consulting. And then you've got Michael Cohen and saying that the president knew about, the meetings with the Russians. So are Cohen and Manafort kind of the 1-2 punch for this president?
Well, it could and couldn't be. Now, I think Cohen's more dangerous to the president, particularly on things. But here's what's going to happen. You're going to see antique rugs with Manafort. You're going to see a $940,000 tab of rugs. You're going to see all these things. Now, but here's the thing. Some of what we're going to see, probably a vast majority of what we're going to see on Manafort, will have nothing to do with Donald Trump, nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with the Trump campaign and collusion. And so therefore, people are going to say, well, some people will say, or Trump's people, Rudy Giuliani, will say, well, what's that got to do with us? Meaning Trump. And the special counsel has the ability to look at other issues. But in the court of public opinion, I think that they're going to be able to raise some issues of, look, that had nothing to do with Trump. Manafort's on a witch hunt. But actually, Manafort has, again, the ability to go into other areas, and he's done that. Mueller does with Manafort. And that's a particular court of public opinion problem, I believe. That it's going to look like Mueller's way off track, when in actuality, he still is allowed to do what he's doing. But I think that, you know, some of this will hurt the president more with Cohen directly than it will Manafort. Manafort's going to go off on a whole other trail.
Yeah. The other big story, of course, is North Korea. Are they building missiles? The Washington Post is saying that there's satellite images that show a bunch of activity in one of their facilities.
You know, on this issue, then last week we had some stories they were, you know, taking some facilities apart. I think it has to give a little bit of time to actually sift all of this out and continue on. I still would argue it was a great meeting. It was a good thing to begin this path. It's going to take some time. We have been completely pulled apart from this hermit kingdom with no contact, and it's going to take a while. I don't think that this dislodges the whole deal. There's going to be back and forth with the United States and North Korea for quite a period of time. So one or two stories right now, in fact, showing opposite information, I think is just going to be kind of the norm, Kate, until this just continues to settle out. So I don't think the deal's undone. I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, here we are sitting on the verge of going into August. Midterms are going to be here before you know it. What do you think the midterms are going to look like across the board?
Well, I think with the midterms, there's a lot at play because, you know, 60 days is a long time in politics. But if you look at the districts across the United States, the 60 vulnerable or potentially interesting vulnerable districts across the U.S., they would tend to be, you know, Trump districts, quote, or Republican districts. But some of them are in play. I don't think it's so easy that, you know, Trump's in trouble and there we go and the House, you know, runs over to the Democratic side. I would think right now if the election were held today, the Republicans would retain the Senate. They would retain the House. However, they would lose about 12 or 14 seats, I think, if it were held today. It is still a you know, horse race between the two parties, and they can say all they want. It's not a completely blue or a completely red situation. I still think it's right now a 50-50 with the House.
All right, so the most important question of all, when are you going back to India?
Oh, I am going in October. I'm going in October. I need my fix, you know, my checkup from the neck up. I need the yoga and meditation and jumping off of a mountain, you know, paragliding, sure. Somewhere around October.
Oh, sounds like fun. All right, Bob Nay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love it. The checkup above the neck up. Boy, couldn't we all use that, right? So there is those reports about North Korea still building missiles, and I like what Bob said. Listen, the Hermit Kingdom, that's right. We never knew what was really happening at the Hermit Kingdom. Anytime you can crack open a door, you got to give Trump credit for that, for trying to push that and ultimately having a meeting there. So, yeah, there's activity at the site, but that there was activity at the site before the president met with Kim Jong-un when the two leaders discussed the future of nuclear weapons and the nuclear weapons program in North Korea. Since then, President Trump has said Kim is willing to give up the nukes, but signals from the nation are kind of mixed. And that's not shocking to me, but North Korea is dismantling some of its missile test sites. Remember, there was no official agreement between Trump and Kim, just that both sides are working on a deal. North Korea was threatening before to attack the U.S. and our allies with nuclear weapons on a bunch of different occasions, especially before that meeting. But since that meeting, we haven't had that happen, have we? Hang with us. We're diving in the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person. Letters back to the paper.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. In the mailbag. Thanks for all the emails that I've gotten from you. If this was physical mail, I would just be buried alive in it all, if you know what I mean. And it's been building up for a couple of weeks. As you know, we've been doing shows on the road. So let's jump right to it. This one is from Jen, and Jen says, Kate, I know we're always talking about heavy subjects, although sometimes you definitely brush on some lighter, cool things. And I'm wondering if you realize that McDonald's Big Mac is turning 50 years old. I did not realize that, so I thank you, Jen, for marking that anniversary for me. There's anniversaries about everything, isn't there? So what they're doing, I guess, is because it's the 50th anniversary, they've got this coin they're giving, a Mac coin, which I'm assuming what you thought was interesting, and you can redeem it for a Big Mac. So they're distributing about 6.2 million Mac coins, which you get by getting a Big Mac. So essentially, I guess you would get, you pay for a Big Mac, and then you get a Big Mac for free. So they've been selling them, if you do the math, since 1968. They say last year alone, 1 billion were sold. I love big numbers. You know, we do that numbers when we talk about we can count. 1 billion Big Macs. We could have the great hamburger debate at some point on this show. Is it Wendy's? Is it McDonald's? Is it Fat Burger? Is it Hardee's? I don't know. There's 1 million fast food restaurants. But you're still, your big ones are McDonald's, I would say, Burger King would be in there, and Wendy's. I assume they would be the big three. I could be very wrong on that, except for it seems like everywhere I go, that's what I see the most of. All right, how about this? This one is from Jeffrey. Kate Delaney, I love the show. I download it no matter what's going on. And I listened. I heard you talk about last week being in Florida and the dead turtles and what was happening with the red tide. Very sad to see that in Florida. And I have to tell you that I've got family that lives there. I know you mentioned you had family in Florida. I have family that lives right there in Sanibel Island, and the beaches in Sanibel are so much better than the Fort Myers beaches because they seem to get everything that washes up. Why do you think that is? It's such a great question, and I found out an answer today from my friend Mary Lou Davidson. Some of you may know her listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. She was telling me that the estuaries, what's happening is the estuaries are getting filled up, and what's going on is that the since they're going east and west, then that spills over into the Gulf. So you've got the turtle situation, you have the situation with tarpon and all kinds of other fish that are, you know, ending up washing up in other areas. And it used to be that they went to the Everglades, that they dumped the water into the Everglades, but instead they switched that where it went into the estuaries, and so that's obviously a very big problem. And red tide is always a problem. It depends on the bloom and the time of year and all of that. But I'm glad you were paying attention. Yeah, I talked about that. I talked about it being very shocking to me, I guess, because the last time that I was in Fort Myers, which is a very long time ago, that certainly was not the case. There were not dead fish and sea creatures coming up all over the place. Let's move on to another one. I'm going to just try to get a ton in. This one is from Donnie, and Donnie says, Kate, I have been listening to the show for a couple of years, and I don't know whether or not you saw this, but I know you were always paying such close attention to everything, and especially because you were traveling, I wondered your opinion on the TSA. You must have been through a ton of different security stops, and they just had this report about this secret surveillance program targeting people who were not suspected of crimes or have ties to terrorism. That is pretty disconcerting, wouldn't you say? The average Americans who are not going to do a 9/11 style type of attack, and they're the ones being targeted. You know, it's such a big question to answer because you, as you said, in traveling, what have I seen with the TSA? So I'm going to take two parts of that. There is a report about this surveillance program that says they're targeting travelers who don't have crimes, don't have ties, that kind of stuff. It's called Quiet Skies. It's been around since 2010, but the Boston Globe did a huge story on it, so now it becomes bigger because not everybody knew about Quiet Skies. And they're saying that federal air marshals are tracking regular citizens and getting information about their movements and behavior. The TSA Public Affairs Administrator did confirm that it exists, but they say it's, because then when they're caught with that, they say it's necessary because we're trying to prevent another 9/11 style attack. So here's the thing. You pass through airport security. There's this, I guess, computer algorithm that spots people who travel and their activities and match them with the threats that are out there. Then a team vets the information. If there's a red flag in the flyer's background, like mine or anyone else's, they might follow. They might be followed through their travel and watched. Are you kidding me? I'm thinking the bizarre travel that I have. So they have this checklist, and the checklist is, crazy. And one of the things that the checklist is they ask if the passenger that they're in question that could be suspected is white-knuckling their bags. They have a jump, they call it, in their Adam's apple. They have a cold, penetrating stare. I guess things we're all going to have to watch for. If you're a white-knuckler with your bag, be careful. If you have a cold or penetrating stare, look out. But seriously, they're trying to look at this behavior. So the ACLU is demanding more information. For once, I agree with them. To make sure that they're not singling out travelers based on all kinds of other things. Boy, there. I think this raises some serious privacy concerns. But my problem with the TSA is the same thing. If you had detectives and other people more qualified in TSA locations to know what they were looking for, that would be one thing. They don't want to pay for those people. So to me, what was so horrific was a few years ago when we found out that some of the people that work in TSA, for example, were people who answered ads on the back of pizza boxes. And they're giving us the shakedown when we go through TSA. But you know what? If they won't pay, this is what you're going to get. Right? You're going to get catch as catch can. So do I feel safer going through these checkpoints in Orlando, in Charleston, in Atlanta? I just went through Hartsfield, which is our biggest airport, and it's crazy to fly through there. No. And in fact, Orlando was such a nightmare. What they did was when I went through Orlando, people were missing flights. It was like you needed a fast pass in Disney World to get through. They just let people go through with your shoes and everything because they weren't going to get up people on planes. So one time you have to take everything off and you're backing up the line. The next time, poof, just go through because they can't even get people through the line. And I'm sure there are some people that work for the TSA that are fine, that are good, that are qualified, because I hate broad strokes. You know that. On this show, I always say that. I mean, it's easy to just take a paintbrush and paint it all the same. But I would say if we were really serious about the threats, and, you know, people always talk about El Al and how safe it is in Israel, of course, smaller, less planes, etc., talking about Israel compared to the United States. But the people that are there at the checkpoints looking are very, very qualified for that, I think, versus what we have going on, honestly. And some of what I do see and some of the people I do see being pulled aside, it's disconcerting because you look at it and you're like, you got to be kidding me. There's got to be some other way to do this. Got to be. All right, one other one. Let's see if we can squeeze another one in here. This one is from Jeff. Hello, Kate. A long time no talk. I promise I will call the show in the next couple of weeks. I'm in Florida, and I know you know this, but more than 450 people in Florida have to give up guns under the new law, the Risk Protection Order. I think it's a very smart thing. Anybody who's a threat, or they think they're a threat, or they've been deemed a threat, have to turn in their guns. Bravo. Thanks for all the emails. Meet you on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is promising further improvements at the Department of Veterans Affairs after swearing in its new leader, Robert Wilkie.
We've greatly expanded telehealth and walk-in clinics, and we are processing veterans' disability claims more quickly than ever before.
The former Pentagon official was selected to replace Secretary David Shulkin, who was fired amid ethics and other charges. Vice President Mike Pence attending a Get Out the Vote event for congressional candidate Troy Balderson in Newark, Ohio, heaping praise on President Trump.
It's been 18 months of action. It's been 18 months of results. It's been 18 months of promises made and promises kept.
The vice president telling the crowd of about 400, Ohio has a chance to make a difference in the life of the nation. In addition to Pence's visit, GOP groups have poured millions into the race on Balderson's behalf. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yes, we are going to the man cave. So coming up in a couple of months, we'll be knee-deep in the NFL. And just a quick reminder, yes, Nail the Score is back, back, back. Better, badder, and bigger than ever. More ways to win prizes. So spread the word if you want to win America Tonight. Wherever you're listening to us, whether it's in Washington State, Sarasota, Florida, or perhaps you're listening to us in the New York Tri-Cities area, maybe in Portland, our good friends in Portland, or perhaps you're listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. I'm going to be in New Orleans this weekend. Excited about that, I got to tell you. All right, when we look at the man cave, one of the big stories is this. LeBron James. It is the biggest story, LeBron James. So finally, he's done an interview, and he talks about his new franchise. He talked about his new franchise, the Lakers, but he also talked about this school and helping at-risk students and what that means to him, his new school, and why that is so important to him and why it was important to him growing up. Here's what he had to say.
It doesn't matter, you know, as a kid growing up in the inner city and me specifically growing up here in Akron, Ohio, you know, being underprivileged and feeling that you could become a statistic. By me being able to put something like this together, I want people to know that these kids should still have the same opportunity as everyone else.
So I think that's great. He announces that he's got the school. Of course, he says it's sort of bittersweet because He's got the kids, the community. He knows what that's like. But now he's going to be a Laker, and he's really switching to the other coast, being on the West Coast. He said it was tough to leave, but at the same time, to be able to be sitting in the school and have this co-production between his foundation and the Akron Public School District means so much for at-risk kids. So he was an at-risk kid, and that's what he's saying, but he's won 3 NBA titles, 4 MVPs, and has had a pretty amazing life. But he says it was different when he was a kid, when it was challenging. When you're 8 and 9 years old, and what is that like? And I think it's terrific that he uses his charity and he's opening the foundation up to this school, and other people are chipping in on that. And who knows, maybe this is the first of a couple of different places where he'll be able to do that. We move from LeBron James and the NBA to the NFL, which I mentioned that we were having Nail the Score come back again. So now it's about training camp and who's getting their deals done. And finally, Sam Darnold got his deal done. It took longer than they thought, but the Jets finally have him under contract. He signed his rookie deal on Monday, so he says he's excited. He was their first round draft pick. He had a 4-year contract for $30.2 million. It includes a $20 million signing bonus, which is the biggest in Jets history anyway. The contract is fully guaranteed, includes the 5th year club option. So he joined his teammates immediately. He jogged to the practice field. He was there and was greeted by other players. That's a good thing, because you don't want to be that rookie and hold out, even though the whole contract thing is, important. But if you think of the 256 players drafted, he was the 255th to sign his deal. There's only one unsigned draft pick, and that's a linebacker, Roquan Smith, who was taken 8th overall. He still has not signed his deal yet. But as far as the Jets are concerned, that's a very big contract, a lot of dough to sink into Sam Darnold, who had some incredible mad skills at USC. Is he going to be their quarterback of the future of the franchise? They're certainly hoping that he will be. We have baseball. We're thick into it. If we were in the man cave, we'd be watching some of these baseball games, perhaps finish up, and then looking ahead at possible trades and moves. And one of them is the Red Sox traded for the Angels Ian Kinsler. I used to cover Ian Kinsler when he was with the Texas Rangers. He's 36, but he's got pretty crazy defensive skills. He was a finalist for a Gold Glove Award in 2017. And like I said, if you were looking for someone that can scoop it up and be the everyday second baseman, he's that guy. And Dave Dombrowski, the president of baseball operations for Boston, told reporters that he expects he'll be that guy at second base, and that they're probably done dealing unless they add something to the bullpen, because this is that time of year where you make those moves to get you closer to the playoffs and in the playoffs, and then have the right players in place for it. So the Angels are also sending the Red Sox $1.8 million of the remaining $3.6 million on Kinsler's deal, apparently. What do the Angels get in exchange? They're not going to get to the playoffs there, I don't think. They are getting 2 AAA relievers, and they have some great upside. So one is a righty and one is a lefty, but you never know what's going to happen there. Then you've got the Braves, who cut their own deal. The Braves picked up Adam Duvall from the Reds because they needed to bolster their lineup for the postseason push. They sent a couple of pitchers and an outfielder to Cincinnati in the trade. And the 29-year-old Duvall has hit 15 home runs, got 61 RBI, so that's important. He's only batting 205, but if you look at the last couple of seasons, the long balls that he hit, he was a National League All-Star in 2016, another guy who was a Gold Glove Award winner or a finalist in each of the past two seasons, so he's got great defensive skills in the outfield. That's a sensible move, I think, for them for sure, and this is what baseball's all about. Like I said, at this time of year, is who's moving where, who can cut a deal, because that's what we're looking to, looking to find. Crazy story on this as we jump to college football. I was reading a story about this, the fact that the Tacoma Dome is going to host the Lemon Haze Cannabis Convention. I was reading this on ESPN. And for those listening in Washington State, they say it's the first true Washington State recreational cannabis convention for all the right people. And what does that mean? There's going to be 5,000 industry professionals, including licensed marijuana producers and retailers. There's panels and workshops and seminars and networking and all of that. The Lemon Haze president and co-founder said he had a specific convention in mind when brainstorming the event, and the concept, he said, was based on his experience going to, ready for this, here's the tie with a man cave, going to the American Football Coaches Association convention. He said when he was coming out of college and he went to his first one, he was like, this is amazing. You walk in and walk right by the head coaches of Florida, Texas A&M, and all of those kinds of people, and he's saying at their convention, you can walk by the CEOs of the three biggest cannabis companies in the country. So he's a guy who was a former college football coach. He worked at Oklahoma State, Columbia, and some other lower division schools before he decided he would take a different turn, which is into cannabis. Wow, how do you go from a coach at Oklahoma State to being in the cannabis world? You do. He went in a couple different directions. I guess fast food, big oil, cannabis, that kind of stuff. And some of these coaches, that's what happens. They get outside of coaching, and they're in these new fields because even if they left these successful programs, what are they doing for a living? Wow. How do you, again, making that leap from cannabis to other arenas, but especially the cannabis is crazy. All right, Pac-10. What does the Pac-10 or Pac-12 look like? It's funny. We're going to review as we move along here on the show for Invade the Man Cave. Not only just quickly the NFL and what I think is going to happen because I'm going to look at my crystal ball, but also looking at rankings, looking at schedules, looking at coaches' polls and that kind of thing. So the Pac-12, will look at the standings for the Pac-12 and go through that and go through the rest of them as we do that in the next couple of weeks. But if I look just at the college football rankings, you figure Alabama on top, then Georgia and Oklahoma and Clemson and Ohio State and UCF. I mean, this is how everything finished. Wisconsin, Penn State, TCU, Auburn, Notre Dame, USC, Miami, Oklahoma State, Michigan State, Washington checks in at 16 or 15, depending on what poll you look at. That's how they finish for the year after an incredible year. And then I'll just round out the top 20, and these can vary, but Northwestern, LSU, Mississippi State, and Stanford. Get ready for those marching bands. Have a marching band war. Have some nacho recipes. Oh, you'd find nachos in the man cave, along with dirty socks on the floor. See you in a few. That's Invade the Man Cave.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
America tonight. Hi, everybody. A big reminder, if you'd like to let it flow, send me an email. Any questions that you have, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. That's where you'll find me and more information about the show and what's going on in my radio world, that's for sure. So this is what I like to call odds and ends, where we bounce around in a couple of different directions. There was an email earlier in this show, and if you didn't catch it, about Florida, this new law about giving up guns. And so hundreds of gun owners in Florida have been ordered to give up their guns. And you say, what? And this is under a new law. And that kicked in after the Parkland shooting in February. So it's called the Risk Protection Order. It was signed by the Gov, Rick Scott, a couple of weeks after 17 people were killed at Stoneman Douglas. And the idea is to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who have been deemed by a judge to be a threat to themselves or to other people. So about 200 guns or firearms have been confiscated by the state so far, and about 30,000 rounds of ammunition also taken. There's a five-person team in the Pinellas County, for example, that worked on the risk protection law. They filed 64 risk protection petitions and 88 risk protection petitions since March. So if you think about this, they say they're trying to make good decisions, right decisions, and only if the circumstances warrant it, because they're not trying to take guns away from people. The Pinellas County Sheriff was quick to say, Bob Galtieri, that it's a constitutional right to bear arms. So when you're asking the court to deprive someone of that, we need to make sure we're doing this correctly. And the first one, to give you an idea, the first gun seizure under this law happened in April. They confiscated an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle from an Army veteran, and Jerron Smith was his name, and it was taken when he refused to surrender it voluntarily. They also got a .22 caliber rifle he owned, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, a bump stock, other weapons, that kind of stuff they found on him. And then they, you know, continue to do that. I don't know. Here's the bottom line. We keep talking about that. Well, if people aren't right, we need to get the guns away from them. We need to try to find out how can we best do that. And the answer is that's what they're trying to do. So I actually applaud them for it. It's just a slippery slope and trying to be incredibly careful as to who they take the guns away from, even if it's temporarily, right? Whatever it is. Boom. That's the bottom line. All right, jumping from that, as part of odds and ends, this is really a sad story, and somebody asked me about it the other day, so I'm going to bring it up here. You know, you used to see, when I was a kid, I can remember seeing the milk cartons and people on the milk cartons, and I thought it was, I don't know, it just always hit me as a kid, like, wow, there's kids that are missing. There's kids my age that are missing. I can't even process that. So there's this story about Molly Tibbetts. And who is Molly Tibbetts? University of Iowa student, that's who she is. And she disappeared. They're trying to figure out what happened. And there was a house where she was staying. They're trying to figure out what are these unanswered questions of, you know, how did she get there? All that kind of stuff. Was there forced entry at the house where she was on the day she vanished? Who are the people around her? She's a college sophomore. She was last seen jogging on July 18th. So they've looked at different properties. So obviously they haven't announced suspects, but they have some ideas that they're processing. And it was a weird twist over the weekend, and I think that's why people were asking me about her. The I guess she was doing homework on her computer late into the evening on the 18th, so that would mean she got back from her run and didn't disappear while running, because that was kind of the thought. The house where she is owned by a boyfriend who they excluded as a suspect. She was staying there to watch his dogs. He was working at a construction job, and boom, she didn't show up for work. She was reported missing. So, you know, they've got, her father's distraught. They've got information all over the place about tip lines of where to call and all that kind of stuff. And they're telling neighbors, friends, anybody sees anything out of the ordinary to please, please report it. But, so far, nothing. They've got surveillance footage of a car that they are wondering about, but not much else other than that. And I think because so many people are trying to help and there's so much conversation about it, it's been all over the place. I mean, all over national news, people are really feeling for the family members and are hoping that she turns up and not turns up the worst way possible. Speaking of the worst thing possible, in Northern California, another wildfire, ninth most destructive in history. So now a pair of wildfires have ordered or prompted the evacuation orders for about 20,000 people that are moving out of the areas in Northern California that are the worst. There's a story, because here's the thing about this evacuation thing, and I lived in California. It happened so rapidly. Once you're told to evacuate, you've got to get out of there. But if you don't, if you hesitate at all, then it's the hesitation or the lack of knowing about the evacuation or how fast the fire is spreading leads to disaster. For example, there was a guy, Ed Bledsoe, and I saw a little clip of him on the news. He seemed so distraught, and for good reason, because the flames came through his area in Redding, killed his wife and his great-grandchildren, a five-year-old and a four-year-old. And he said if he had any kind of warning ever, he never would have left his family in the house. He was gone. They had no idea. So now they're trying to determine whether they got a warning call or a knock on the door or anything. That they said that there was door-to-door notifications, but who knows? And there are these fires in Mendocino and Lake counties, and they're pretty popular areas north of San Francisco. So far, 68,000 acres have burned. I mean, just completely burned. And there's 17 fires burning across the state of California. So fire crews are stretched from end to end. And you've got 27,000 people evacuated from homes. Only a handful allowed to return. Even there's a cool gold rush town called Shasta. And because of the winds and dry vegetation, they had to have people evacuated from that area, too. And it's the winds that are so deadly in that dry brush. And that's why it goes up so, so quickly, that the evac orders are incredibly, incredibly important. Let's put it that way. All right, and finally, here's our last one as we do this odds and ends thing. This is kind of crazy to me, but, you know, Shark Week just went on, and two guys have admitted to stealing a shark from a Texas aquarium over the weekend. They used a baby stroller to smuggle the shark out of the building. It was a 1.5-foot-long horn shark from the San Antonio Aquarium. So they confessed to taking it after police showed up at one of the homes with a search warrant. We took it. Here's the shark. Take it back. Take it back. Don't put me in handcuffs. What were they thinking? What is that about? I don't get it. On that note, we say thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.